Old Fort Madison should be back at full strength in a few weeks after sustaining some damage during this summer's rough weather. Site manager Eugene Watkins says the wind knocked down one of the large timber walls on the west side of the fort in late June. He says the rest of the fort sustained only light damage, such as a broken chicken coop, so operations along the riverfront have not been delayed. Watkins says now the process of rebuilding the wall has begun.
Alliant Energy has donated poles, and we are currently squaring those up and repointing them, and hopefully here within the next couple of weeks, we will have a new wall back in.
Watkins says each pole will be 12 to 14 feet long. He says that's based on an old letter found referring to the construction of the original fort's walls. He says the poles will also be shaved down on two sides so they are flat and fit close together, again for historical accuracy. Watkins says the wall should be completed in plenty of time for the annual reenactment of the War of 1812 siege of Old Fort Madison in mid-September. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.